okay? I just want to go through these things relatively quickly. So the whole idea behind our affiliate system, it is only two levels. So it's one, two levels. And the reason for that is very important. It's not MLM. That is the big reason. It's not MLM. And it doesn't need to be MLM because of what? Well, in MLM, look, the reason why MLM system, so it uses that referral concept. And I want you guys to understand the logic behind it, because if people go, well, why isn't it MLM? And if anyone was going to launch an MLM, it would be me,
yeah.
Okay? And the reason why it's not is twofold. Number one is you have a referrer, okay, which is the direct affiliate. Okay, so that referrer gets a customer here, okay? The first reason it doesn't need to be MLM, okay, is because the money you can make, it's so easy to get customers. Normally you need an MLM because you need mass numbers to be able to get enough volume to create an income that's worth it. And because this is such big money, you don't need that, okay? Second thing is because it's, so number one, you don't need it because the money is so big. Second reason is because it's two levels, it guarantees a focus on customers, okay? As soon as you have an MLM, if you get people who have been in an MLM, and MLM is so bloody big now that so many people have been involved with it, that they automatically then go into, they also automatically use strategies that they've used in other companies, and the reason why they're not in the other companies is because their strategy failed. It was wrong one. But you can't get them to change it, and even though I'm the one person that could beat it out of them, I'm not interested in beating it out of them, okay? Because they'll cause damage first. So number one, we have to have a business focused on customers and not on recruiting, okay? And probably if there's a third one, the third part of it is that if we are an MLM business and involved in crypto, we would never get one license. And I don't want just level one license, I want the big boy. The big boy is a securities license. You have a securities license, you're extremely regulated, but you're extremely credible because it's so difficult to get. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, so we have a system that works like this. It is going to change a little bit, okay? And the way it's going to change is this. Now, I'm just telling you so you know. So what happens is that everyone who joins must become a customer, okay? The key thing to all of these businesses is confidence. Confidence is everything. So you get confidence through education. So what happens is when they join, they've got to get education, so they become what I call a C2. So this is a confidence, C2, so confident customer, all right? And we look after that, helping that person go from there to there. When they're a confident customer, what will they do? They'll talk about it, they'll buy more, and then there'll be another level of customers, which will be, this will be things that Daxi doesn't do, but there's lots of other things that people want. When they get into crypto and they become more confident, suddenly they want to learn about trading, suddenly they want to learn more about crypto, suddenly they want to look do all that sort of stuff. We're not going to do that as a company, okay? You may want to do it, but this is for us as a company doing this and this, all right? Then what happens is some people want to become affiliates. And when they become an affiliate, okay, so this is, we call discovery. Because what happens is people will say they want to become an affiliate, but they actually have no idea what that's like, and they never really emotionally want to do the things required to become an effective affiliate. They won't learn. Make sense? He's laughing because I think this is an idea. But it's a good idea, right?
It's a good idea.
It's the way you, what you do, the problem with any of these organizations is you have people join, they become affiliates. And because they don't know anything, they don't get any results. And because they don't get any results, because they never learned anything, they fail, and then they blame you. They blame the organization rather than blaming themselves, and they don't have an excuse when their friend goes, "How's it? How are you doing with Daxi?" They can't turn around, "I'm still in discovery, I'm still learning to see whether I want to do it." And if they leave at the end of discovery, who cares? You were just learning, all right? So those people that create results will then become coaches, then team leaders, okay? And what's going to happen is the plan is going to here, the rewards here are going to be slightly different. Okay, so this, you have people who refer here. And they refer as customers, but they refer not for money. If someone is here and refers, it's just because he's my mate. He's my mate, we're talking down the pub, and I've got crypto, and he goes, "How do I get some crypto?" And he goes on this Daxi thing, and he sends a link, and he goes, "Okay, buy Daxi." And he doesn't want his mate to know that he got paid. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Because he's going, "Why the hell did you refer to me? Just to make some money off me, you bastard." And especially, do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And so the point is that, so this will be only one level. So it's going to change. So this will only be one level. It'll be a one-level bounty. Okay? And then when you become this, this is when you go two levels. Okay? And out here is when you have two levels. The only difference is that what is called a level will change. And this means that this may go quite deep.
Yeah, I'll just leave it at that. Just leave that as a bit of salt for later.
So can you just explain the concept of a team leader? Just define a team leader.
Oh, a team leader is someone who's built a team. So we'll have people in here, as we already do, we have people in here who are affiliates,
yeah.
Okay, who don't want to build a team. They right. just okay. want to have customers, and they're really, really, really good at it. So at the moment, we have people like Nairi, and Nairi's customers have bought hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of crypto.
Right.
And she loves her bonuses, and that's great. And she gets no pressure from me or anyone else to change what needs to happen. Does that make sense? Cool. When someone joins, we have this thing called the Daxi Customer Welcome Guide, which has just been updated.
You've put it into English now, have you?
Yeah.
Good. Taking all the Australian dollar mentions out of it.
Yeah. So we'll have, the big thing is to ensure that we have to make sure that the words and language and this sort of stuff. So when someone joins, so the idea is they get the customer guide here. Okay. And this is part of the journey. There's going to be something else come out around customers. I just had to wait until the exchange and all that sort of stuff was produced. And this will just help someone become more competent as a customer. Okay. So it's really for all, you're going to always hear me talking about these steps, which is someone joins the Daxi world and they buy some crypto, they discover what I do, or they say, "I want to be an affiliate," and they go, "Hey, this is a good idea." And then we help them learn about crypto or learn about talking to people and build their confidence to the point where they become independent and unstoppable, because it's all about confidence. Got it? And so this system that we have, the Daxi Success System, is you're going to hear a lot about this in the next couple of weeks, now that we know how the Australian Venture Exchange and all that sort of stuff will look. And the idea here is just literally to have a process whereby, for us, contact is this, is that you'll get people, we've been pioneering what words work, okay? And literally what works in Australia is, do you have any crypto? Do you want me to say it again?
Yeah.
And literally we've trialed everything, and what seems to work is, do you have any crypto? And what happens is people will either go, "No, but I'd really like some." Or knowing what I've been thinking about is that curious, people are starting to hear about it. Isn't Bitcoin going up now? And all this sort of stuff. Or people go, no, and no, I don't want any.
Straight away, you've
got this. And if they say no, I've taught people this, but they don't do it yet.
Well, what's crypto?
No. If they go, oh, yeah, well, what's crypto? If people turn around and go, no, and I don't want any, you teach them just to give them a hug and go, oh, bad luck.
Never mind.
Do you have any crypto yet?
Yeah.
With the implication
that. And what the guys have found, so we've done an enormous amount of work in the last couple of months on this and tried, you know, what works for girls, what works for guys, what works for really confident crypto people, because that's the problem. A lot of the people who are pioneering this are super confident with crypto. So we've got we have enormous numbers of women now coming in, and of the new leaders coming through in Australia, probably 4 out of 5 are women of the leaders coming through, and we actually like that.
So for ladies, you said, got any crypto, darling?
So what happens is that what the guys are finding, and these are the really important things, what people are finding is that with that simple statement, it starts the conversation. Yeah. They're finding it, not only is it not negative, it's like one in ten conversations, people go, oh no, you know, what are you doing like that? And you just say, come on, mum, all right, leave me alone. but it's like literally, it's people, you know, 1 in 10 people are very negative, and you just go, okay, whatever, I'm bad luck. Mm-hmm. I feel sorry for you. But the vast majority of people, it's like new people get a shock because people go, because it's the easiest, everyone wants to know about it. Okay? So that's really cool. And so that's just context. So we're getting really better at crypto. It's getting a lot better at using social media. We've had to spend a lot of time just, you know, with videos and all that sort of stuff, with people just going, hey, have a look at this website, have a look at this video, have a look at this, you know, have a look at what we're doing in social media, okay? Because the hardest thing for people to understand is that for someone to buy, the average person needs 8 exposures, okay? And that's just the way it works in buying any product. All the research has said that whatever product you're talking about, the average person needs 8 exposures, okay? Now, some people take action on the first thing, other people, they need to see a bit. That's the whole idea behind the 1,000-coin offer, is get them in, open up an account, get them 1,000 coins, and then just connect them into what we're doing so they see it, and they see it, and they see it, and then a friend down the pub says, oh, you know, I see Bitcoin goes up, and they go, well, I own an account, actually. I own a crypto account.
Yeah, let me tell you about it.
Well, they don't know about it, and then they come back and go, oh, hey, you know, Mickey, can you tell me what that was about? And the whole point of that is simply, can we go have a coffee? And whether it's a face-to-face or whether it's a Skype thing, all that sort of stuff, but normally face-to-face is a little bit better, is you have what we call a coffee chat, which is the A4 chat, okay? And literally the guys are getting it down to literally 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. I talk too much.
When they invest on it, and straight away you give them a wallet on that purchase, on that. Everyone have their own wallet and algorithm and everything in that wallet.
That's where the money goes. You need a wallet to have money.
Yes,
it's just money. And I often I don't use the word invest.
Mm-hmm.
I just use the word buy.
Buy, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I use the word buy rather invest, and we now use portfolio instead of wallet. People prefer to buy things and put them in a portfolio. They prefer buy that invest gets them a bit scared.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality you're just swapping your pounds for another currency, because the currency will go up and then you're gonna swap them back into pounds.
If you go on holiday, you go buy euros.
Yeah,
or dollars or whatever.
You don't invest it.
No.
It also gets you away from someone saying, are you authorized to do this and that?
Correct.
And that. So
correct.
You want to get away from
that. And I think that's, in some countries, that's more important, and that's for us to get used to just talk the language and come up with things that are standardized glossary words here. So the idea is here is just contact people as many times as possible. Literally, you just want to tell everyone. We're going to teach everyone to tell everyone they know that we're involved, and then just share information, but never push, never push, never, ever, ever, ever push.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so that's saying, hey, let's have a coffee, let's have a coffee, let's have a coffee. So as the market gets more positive, they go, oh, I wouldn't mind getting that. Who knows about that? Oh, you know, Dave's the crypto guy. You know, so they call you. And then you have a coffee chat. What do you think? At the end of it, they go, okay, yeah, I'm interested. And then there's always a process. It's not like buying some flipping skincare, okay? They've got to, you know, there's a process that you have to go through. So it takes a while to confirm it, answer questions, all that sort of stuff. And then once they've joined, the critical thing is to connect them into our world, okay? Because it's the connection that helps them build the confidence to then either buy more or become affiliates or whatever. Because everyone, if they decide to become an affiliate, they start there. Where a lot of people here just become customers. Well, but here, they go into the cycle. Make sense?
Yeah.
Guys?
I've seen that before somewhere.
Yeah, well, it's a standard sort of thing. Yeah, but it's a standard sort of thing. I must admit, I pulled it apart, tore it apart, and I went, that was a good idea. So we call a contact for us is someone whose details have been put in the 1,000 coin offer, okay? And then a customer is someone who's actually bought. And an affiliate is someone once someone puts a customer deposit, they get sent an affiliate link, okay? And you may hear this term affiliate partner, affiliate DAXI partner. So we're going to slightly change the name to affiliate partner because we want to have this concept of partnership, the team, rather than I'm some sort of affiliate who just refers you and forgets about you. Okay? And you have, so an affiliate code is this. Affiliate code. Okay, so everyone has a code which relates to your email, and your link uses your code. So daxi.com, DACPAC, ref code.
Okay.
So that's your link, but that's your code.
Well, it's individual for each individual.
Yeah, everyone has an individual
unique
code.
Unique.
The unique code. The code's
yeah.
important. Thing.
It's
okay?
Really important to tell people to stick with one email.
Yeah.
Like we've, yeah. So, you know, and to help, we now have the experienced guys, it says it's about 5 minutes from the first time they say, okay, let's want to do it. They can literally have someone go through the process and fund in 5 minutes. Okay? Which is good. You can do that in pub. And we'll get better at doing that, better. And you just have to go, hey, I think the training on this thing is not good enough, or we need to add this, or there's a mistake. We'll evolve and develop this as fast as possible. And the fact that India is here, that's why I'm moving. Her name is India, all right? But I'm moving India here because she's the person who looks after the actual publishing and launching and developing of all of these sort of things, okay? And that's why I'm moving her here. So other people can do things, but the person who actually is the stage management of all of this digital support stuff and that sort of thing. That's why I'm in here. All right? And you'll like her. You'll like her. She's a good kid. Good kid.
And the lady who you said Swati, she stays in New Zealand.
Shruti.
Yeah,
yeah. Shruti. You never see Shruti.
So she's the IT person. I presume.
No, she's the money. She works on the financial allocation of orders and stuff. She's a specially trained, bank trained thing. She has like 10 years of working in India and Mumbai for a big exchange and banking organisation.
I've got an email from her asking for my bank details.
Yeah, so sometimes when it comes to buyback situations that you'll want to do that. So I'll explain buyback in a second. So the new investment platform, what we've just decided to do is how do we do this so we don't end up with 8 different affiliate links? How do we do this thing? How do we allow, we have too many people have friends in Australia or have friends in Europe, like it would be a nightmare. So